This is Don'ta Brass Towns. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Miss Lisa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, fine. Right. I just wanted to say, were I one of the journalists at the upcoming press conference this afternoon, I would probably ask the parliamentary group if they do not believe that government has contributed in some measure to the amount of COVID cases on the island.
I would want to ask that question. Were I one of the journalists at the upcoming press conference
this afternoon.
So the question is, if you were standing there and you had to face, you know, the panel, the question is, government, do you think that you contributed to the number of cases? That's the question.
Your actions, yeah.
Okay.
That your actions are inactions.
What's your second question?
Why I say that, right? I heard you saying this morning, and I listen to you quite often, and you have become one of my favorite moderators, let me tell you that, right? I listened this morning, and I heard you say that we are now 1 month into since the first case was detected. Am I right?
No, I said 18 days. We first heard on the 17th of March that on the 16th we had two positive cases of COVID-19.
Okay.
So that's 18 days.
But the point I wanted to make, right? That there are so many people that I saw coming in here from vacationing overseas. I saw a friend of mine. She's back here from California. California is pestered with COVID-19 cases. And these are people who just got off the plane and walked through.
When?
Huh?
When these
she came in recently?
Recently when?
Recent as last week.
Right. And she's Barbadian?
Yeah.
So she shouldn't be here.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying
I hear the arguments, huh? And I am...
Right. I'm not saying that they should not be here. But what I'm saying is, I know at the press conference last night, right? The acting prime minister announced that government will be taking charge of all those who come into the island, my own words,
yes,
and quarantining them.
Immediately, yes.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. I think that this is something that should have been done a month ago or whenever the first case was realized. Two comments on that.
And I understand your perspective, and I think you do have a large number of persons in the population who agree with you. And I am not privy to their, I was not the fly on the wall, but I also felt that the quarantining, the self-quarantining was not as...
No.
What I thought is that, and I did hear the czar mention on Sunday on Brass Tacks, he said they've been doing daily checks with those people. What I thought they were doing was buying time for the completion of the isolation centers and the quarantine centers, because they had started to put it in place. The Minister of Health went to Parliament and asked for some number of millions of dollars so that they can, you know, put some mechanisms in place for Harrison Point. They were planning ahead, but the construction wasn't moving as fast as they could have. And now they've got to that place where that's what I'm thinking influenced that decision. Also, the costs of managing 106 persons or 150 persons or whatever, if people are coming back home and they want to be in their own homes, and the government took a policy decision that they can go into their own homes with the expectation that they're not going to allow for there to be any contagion, then I think that is what informed their decision, especially when so many people were coming back. And I listened very carefully to Dr. Bestman. He mentioned that there was a lot of the persons were not showing any... They were just showing mild symptoms, very different from the other countries who had persons who were compromised respiratorily and also from their immune system. It seemed as though those persons who are here were not really having...
Yeah.
But now, based on what... I don't know if you listened very carefully last night, but what I heard from the acting prime minister is that the more recent cases are the ones that are more serious.
Okay.
So those aren't people who are now coming into Barbados. Those are the people who are in Barbados.
I believe that the free-for-all stance taken at the beginning might have contributed to some of what is going on right now. But I want to get on to my second point.
No, I don't want you to say that free for all, because I don't think that at any point
free for all,
Lieutenant Jeffrey Bostic or
Dr.
Bess or the other doctor, I don't think any of them were in this free for all, nor Mr. Carter.
You see,
so that's not a fair statement.
I am hearing people who were supposed to be self-quarantined in that supermarket shopping, going to the beach with their friends and all kinds of things, because you know how that going to work. You know that if you tell some people to self-quarantine, after a day or two, there are people who get bored by staying in the house. Mm-hmm. And they're out and gone. But I want to talk to you about the banks, about closing the banks, right? I really don't believe that. I don't like the decision to close the banks. And this is the reason
why. Can't please you, man.
No, I don't like it. Easy to please, Miss Lisa.
You want things your way and no other way. So you don't want any compromise on your position.
Right. I don't like the idea to close the banks. Already, as a businessman myself, right, economic activity has grown to a halt in many sectors.
You serious? Right? The supermarket is making a lot of money.
Well, I don't know if the supermarket's making money, because I heard on Starcom Network yesterday morning, the manager of a supermarket, right, is asking government for money, if it was right, to pay the workers for 2 weeks. I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't hear it.
He said that they were in an economic black hole and they needed help from government. I think he was speaking on behalf of supermarket owners, etc. You could probably ask them to pay back the clip for you.
I did hear the clip, and I didn't hear that. So
yeah, it was only 7:30 news yesterday morning.
The piece that we heard wasn't... Anyway, okay, so tell me about the banks.
Right. I believe that the banks should remain open at least half day, right? There are a lot of small business people in Barbados, mm-hmm. right, who rely on going to the banks every day to change checks, to pay salaries, and to pay workers, etc. Can you tell me if ATM cards are issued with business accounts?
Because
I know a time a bank told me no.
Say that again, if
ATM cards are issued with business accounts.
Mine doesn't.
Right, because I remember, I wanted to be sure, cause I remember I went to a bank and they told me they don't give ATM cards with business accounts, they give ATM cards with personal accounts, right? And this is why I believe that to close the banks, right?
Let me just break it down. What kind of activity do you expect to be doing within these next 2 weeks?
I hear y'all talking about people staying home. Listen, the only people who could stay home is people that got money like you, got money put aside in 3 or 4 accounts and Swiss accounts and all manner of accounts. But the average
Thank
person.
Thank you. I like when people speak things into
luxury.
Being as though they were. As though they're not.
Right.
As though they were.
I hear you with your jovial self. But seriously speaking, there are some people in Barbados who are speaking as though they're speaking for everybody. There are a lot of people that can't stay home.
No. I don't share
your... I don't mean
your,
you, Ms. Lisa.
No, but I don't share your... I mean, you do make some pretty broad brushes.
I can tell you why I say that.
Oh, you right? Go ahead.
The reason why I say that, right? Some people are talking about, close down the island, you know, and prevent people from going to supermarkets for 3 or 4 weeks. Everybody cannot...
I don't think people are saying that, one, and I don't think that's wise, two, and three... The same people, like you, who call for shutting down the airport are the same people who are calling for shutting down the supermarkets, are some of the same people who probably have a determined salary for this month, next month, and the following month who don't have to get there.
I chose to do quarantine.
But you're getting quarantine. People are getting quarantine, but there are different elements to quarantine.
Getting back to the bank, I don't want to lose my point.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that the bank should have opened half day.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are still a lot of people out there who are doing business, and we mm-hmm. need to get into the banks to change checks, to pay salaries, and to do likewise, right? And to close the banks will only stifle business further.
I'm listening.
Right, because then we do not have access via business accounts
mm-hmm.
to ATM cards.
Just an update. I just got word from Shopee that they are all open.
Yeah.
And to follow on from the previous caller who indicated that, and I did tell her that I saw something different in my WhatsApp last night. The Jordans, Fitzvillage, Fairchild Street, Carlton, all the Emerald Cities, Chanel, Black Rock, the People's Mart, Montrose, Kingston, and then the many other small places. So that's just to allay the caller's fears that those according to her, those partially online, they're not partially, but they're all open and accessible. So if anyone wants to do any payments, they can make their way to SurePay. Continue on your point on the banks.
Right. So I believe that the bank should have been given the opportunity to open. You have to think. I know that.
But I asked you to break it down. Why do you have to go to the bank next Thursday? That's my question to you.
Ma'am, because as I said to you before, there are business people in Barbados.
Yes.
Who go to the bank on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
They depend on clients to pay them by check.
But who will be paying you by a check next week? That you need to get the money the same time.
Well, ma'am,
that you can't put in the ATM.
Some businesses, I'm speaking for other business people as well.
But
right?
I want you to speak specifically to the matter that you're dealing with.
Some have large reserves, and they depend on the weekly collection of checks from their clients.
I agree with you, but I'm also asking, what about the staving off for these 2 weeks, or what about the usage on AA? Because I can deposit my checks on
but 2 weeks at the ATM. Is too long.
No, but I can deposit the checks, and then you could withdraw the money, though. So you are creating a problem that is not there. If you deposit a check today for your bank, today Friday, and you say you want the money by next week Thursday, you can go and withdraw the money next week Thursday.
But I'm saying, suppose I want the money the same time.
You said there are plenty checks. So if you deposited one last Tuesday.
I want to go to a life teller, and I want the money.
Oh, I see what you want. Okay, yes, you want contagion. Okay.
With the cash in my hand.
That's all right.
You know what I mean?
You will get the contagion if the banks remain open then.
I will get the what?
The contagion.
Well, ma'am, you know that there must be a delicate balance between health and finance in these things.
Okay.
We can't be thinking only about health.
All right. I agree with you that we can't be thinking only about...
It has produced two problems now. It has produced health issues, and it has also produced economic issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. I would say, someone just said that the RBC is allowing their sole traders and their smaller businesses to use a card for their ATM. But thank you so much for a card for their business accounts. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I will end here by just saying that someone says, Ms. Gail, the coronavirus is a blessing in disguise. Life as we know it will never be the same. The way we work, the way we play, the way we socialize, and the way we eat will change dramatically for the better. If as a people we do not learn from this pandemic, we will never learn. It will also speed up the diversification of the economy. Down to brass tacks. Today is the 2nd of April, 2020. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning. First time I'm speaking to you, but I listen to you pretty often.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But what I call about, though, is that this morning I took my mother to an establishment in Warrens to get some stuff. And what I observe is that there's no clear signage that the vulnerable people and the senior people can start to queue.
You took her before 7? You took her at the early
time, or you took her after? I got there up around 8:30.
Okay.
And the line was as long as rear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old people, as the people are saying, if you come and you stay up in the line, and the younger people come, the people just don't know how to proceed, or whether they're in the right line, or there were two lines, whether they're in the right line or the wrong line. But what I would like them to, what I would like management to do, is to put a clear signage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this sign here is for the vulnerable and seniors to start queuing, so that when each other person comes, they will fall in line. This morning, it was a mass confusion. One security person saying over 60s, and then it had some person from management saying over 70s. That was another problem.
Mm.
Eventually, people start to butt. Finally, they managed to get the system start to work. But really, to us, as senior over 60s, it's not really good enough. Management need to put some clear signage that the older people can see and know where to start. And that's my concern. That's the reason why I call her now.
Mm.
And I left there When I went in the supermarket, came out within an hour, and I left the supermarket. And the line was up by the Dome Mall. Outside waiting to get in. That was one. But there was another line.
Hmm. And, so, what time question for me? Mm-hmm. The things that you had to get for your mother, you live close to Warrens?
No, I live in St. Lucie.
So why you came up to Warrens?
But my mother's 84 years old.
Uh-huh.
So she needs to get stuff.
Oh, so nothing that she needs, she can get in St. Lucie or St. Peter or St. James?
No. My mother lives in St. James.
Okay.
I live in St. Lucie.
Okay. But there was no other establishment that she could have gone to, that you could have taken her to?
Well, where she lives in that area, there's no other establishment. Hmm. Not in that particular area.
I think people are thinking that there are no alternatives, but there have to be alternatives.
Well, share some with me. Are you willing to hear some
from
me?
Standing in these long lines. There are corner shops, there are small places, there are different things that you can't, and there are some things you can do without.
Well, I agree. I just said to her, this is the last time I come into a supermarket until the 15th of this month. I said, no.
I hope you made sure she had all of the requisite needs or necessities,
I
should say.
She has to do it, but she don't have to. Unless it's sickness, she will have to do without that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not prepared to go in the lines like them anymore. And the other establishment, the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you. That's all I wanted to speak about.
No, thanks for sharing. And I think everyone doesn't have choices or options. So I said that with all sincerity. There are some things that we can, some places we can avoid, and some things we can do without for a time period. I know there are some people who definitely need to go to the supermarket there. And there are some people who cannot wait 2 weeks either. I thought of the persons who do not have the refrigeration or the same electricity or the fridge that would keep certain things. And therefore, if they want to eat meat every 2 days, they may have to pop in the supermarket. But you may then need to have to change your way of doing things and cook smaller portions so that there's no retention of food in the home, or do something that is not requiring, you know. Yeah, you'll have to do some adapting. And I want to draw on something else that I know is impacting us across the globe, and that really is our adaptability quotient. You know, we talked about emotional intelligence and our ability to manage the different personalities and things that come our way. But then there's also the ability to adapt to change. And we have a lot of people who are unable to see things or to do things from a different way, do things a different way or see things from a different perspective simply because they've only known it this way, or they've only gone to the supermarket every Saturday, and therefore they're going to the supermarket every Saturday, or they've gone to the supermarket every 3 days, and therefore they continue to do that. What about those people who every time they see someone, they give them a hug or they give them a shake hand? We've now had to recalibrate as a people and keep our physical distance and our social distance from persons. So think about that as well. Dr. Bastax, good morning. We have a full board. You're on the air. I also had a WhatsApper with a person who mentioned there. You're on the air. Good morning. I mentioned that they have moved online with their bank, and they also have night deposits. That's only for the name of the service, but you can deposit during the day. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Gail.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you, ma'am?
Doing well, thank you.
You're grappling with some stiff questions and some that are somewhat amusing.
No, ma'am, people need to share their views, ask their questions.
No, I'm not going against people sharing their views. I'm a person, I share my view unequivocally.
How was your birthday, sir?
It was low-keyed. Mm. I was kept indoors. It was not the birthday that I anticipated, because I was saying, like, from January early, I would have danced probably the Saturday night and danced the Sunday night as a dancer. looking forward to certain things, you see? Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't to be, so I remain cool, and it's passed, and thank God that I've lived to see another birthday.
That's very good.
Yeah, so it was low, but it was all right, okay. Amid the circumstances. Now, okay. The problems that are facing you this morning, they're two. Personal about banking and utilities. Let me hear something to say. You said something, or someone made a comment about somebody owed the utility since November. I am here. You know, I've asked out front and early from the time that this thing started to impact of the utilities to come forward, if you could recall, and give a definitive as to how they will bring a waiver and some assistance, et cetera, et cetera.
And they said they're doing it case by case.
Quickly after the PM came and she started the ball by saying that the water authority will turn back on all the disconnection and that kind of thing. So I was looking then from there. Up to date, I think what the lady there was trying to highlight, mm-hmm. I am not here to exempt those persons that owe 2 and 3 months. Because you made a good point when you said, well, if you pay last month, you should be in a dead straight. But what she's asking for is, I suspect other people want to hear, the PR people for the light and power, the floor amongst them, come out. They are on the PR whenever it suits them. Come out now and say, look, this is the policy of the company right now as it stands to offset the COVID undertaking and any expenses, et cetera. Trying to hasten a fair bit of a cut. You see, if some person come and give that kind of definitive, it would ease person from having to grapple or hustle to think that they got to try and get a pair at the rate center and that kind of thing, because they know they have a month exempt, but they must pay. Emphasis, you must pay. But you won't have to run to pay for this month because of it's that waiver.
I don't see it that way, you know. You know why? I sat and listened to Brass Tacks on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I also listened to the previous press conference, or the press mm-hmm. conference yeah. prior to that, Brass Tacks.
Yeah.
And then I heard the questions that were being asked from the public, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells me that there could be someone who would come out every single day and speak on behalf of an entity. And there will still be questions. There will still be people asking for another scenario, or what about if this, and okay. what about if that.
I see.
And you know what I realize? I realize this about people. You cannot please all, and therefore don't seek to please all. Look at the mass of persons who will benefit. We call it the egalitarian system. Try to see how best you can bring in the majority of persons. Look at that thing which benefits the mass. Yes, there are some people who are going to be disadvantaged by a particular policy. Look at the closure of business. There are people whose livelihoods would be compromised significantly. There are some people who, and I said it earlier, there are people who are going to lose certain elements of themselves. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, let's say you have a child at private school and let's say you lose a job, start there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to impact then on your income and then your ability to pay bills. Some people may have to change an address. It will have implications. Let's say this is the only business that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be able to start back up in a month's time or in 2 months' time. But some people only see things from their perspective. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their perspective is so minuscule. But their way must be... No, I'm very serious. And this is for all of those people who you're speaking on behalf of. It isn't every answer you will get today.
No.
And this is... understand that the administration, the persons within this administration who are working to look out for. And I heard Mr. Carter, I heard the pain in his voice
mm-hmm.
on the last time he spoke to the public. And then I heard the acting prime minister last night.
Right.
And I heard the pain with which she spoke again. And I want people to understand that these are unprecedented times. I also heard President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Dr. Fauci. I heard them. I even read the result, the report of the prime minister of Italy. You know what he said? We don't have any answers. We don't know what to do. Serious business we are in. And I find that people are spending too much time finding time to criticize every little policy or every little small thing that is happening. Some of us will hurt. And this isn't to do with government now. This is to do with somebody who is told to stay home. And you know they will say, but I want to go and do X, Y, Z. We have a very stubborn and indisciplined people that need to know that these are crisis times.
Right.
You know, I'm very serious about it. There will be some things that you will not have an answer for. I have my views on some of the policies that have been put in place too. I think that some of them are not hard enough. I feel so too. But you know, sometimes my opinion don't matter though. And there are some people who must always get in their opinion or must always share their view or must always ask a question separate and distinct from what has been shared. And I think that we need to calm ourselves down and do what we are supposed to do. And also, who have we helped for the last 2 weeks? Who we know that need to go and pay a bill that we can go and pay a bill for, or somebody who's a little extra, who needs a little extra meat, you in the supermarket, you can buy a little something extra for somebody who may not be able to stand in those long lines. Who have we done that for? Stop being so selfish and so critical. That's what I would say to some people.
I know he made a call yesterday for a gentleman who asked me to check out something for him because he wanted to send out some money for some person overseas on the double. And he was getting some problems. And I went on the air yesterday and I spoke. And then quickly after, somebody else called me and gave me another place where he can get sorted out.
You see, now?
And quick, so, I contact them this morning. They get the monies. Sort of, et cetera. So it's things like that. But although they had a little hint about, because they were asking some additional, you know, your ID is your ID.
Mm-hmm.
But they were asking some pay slit and bank slit. So they said, no, just my ID would think. Because this confidentiality, when it comes to my particulars with bank slit, that kind of is my ID would trace me and da. But you are right, we're helping persons. So I'm a social commentator, you know. And I help people all the years by way of call. But you use a good word there, like the egalitarian.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in I am an egalitarian, and egalitarianism is part of my thing. I'm also a pragmatist.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the same wavelength here. I'm a pragmatist for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you gravitate that sort of thinking. You know, the quality and the practical affairs and that kind of
although that the system isn't that way, but we will work towards that.
Pragmatism is, you see, when you start going that realm now, you're going to start to meet democracy versus socialism and the this and the that. So that's a whole other discussion. But don't let us start. We can have that discussion another time when you have more time and it's more necessary. You know, closing comment here, this curfew thing. You think, excuse me, please. You think that the curfew, what was your take on the curfew?
I was having a discussion with my husband this morning.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it from, not within the confines of the curfew only, but more so that people have to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
We have families who have never been really home consistently for any length of time. People go to work, they spend sometimes 10, 16 hours away from home on a norm. I know you're in a scenario where your business has temporarily closed for the time period, and you have to be home now. You're home with family. Some families are within extended families. There are positive implications, and then there are negative implications. So yes, there's a curfew, and as some people argued, the black smoke over China has dissipated, mm-hmm. and the grass is greener in some places. And, whatever. But I personally think that the measures are not as strong as they could be. That's what I think. But my opinion doesn't matter.
That's the curfew.
For the curfew.
Right.
And I think more people need to stay off the streets. I'm struggling with the long lines. Why are so many people still? I mean, we've been talking about this. This is nearly a month now. I mean, or more, that the reality started to hit home. I'm not talking January, when people were dropping down like flies in China, and then February, when it really started to hit Italy, and March.
Right.
I'm talking about March, late March, and we're now into April.
Right.
And people are still going to doing things that they, all of a sudden now people know that this thing has to happen and that has to happen. What were people doing 2 weeks ago and a week ago?
Right.
I'm just saying that yes, there are some people who, and I know there are exceptions. So I'm talking about the persons en masse who, when there was a fake news 2 weeks ago, when people said the country was shut down next Wednesday. And we had when we had our first case, many supermarkets started to be alight. And there has not really been a reduction since then. People have still every single day. And it seems like if it is a Bayesian culture, because look at when there's Easter coming up.
Yeah.
Or when there's Christmas coming up. Or when there's a bank holiday coming up. People just buy it and buy it.
Yeah.
Or if we were told that there's going to be a hurricane coming.
Right.
People run to the supermarket. It is a cultural thing. Like when people are scared, to try to make sure they either have snacks or flour or different things in the house. I don't know. But thanks so much for sharing, though, Raul.
I wanted to just close on this one comment. You still here?
I'm still here.
Yeah, this one comment would be, you know, the czar is saying you got to implement it with some rigidity.
Yes.
Now, there's a lady that appeared in front of the magistrate yesterday and et cetera. And she was caught on the road. There's no discussion. She was wrong. But I'm only asking myself, from a social standpoint, if she's the only body since the curfew, was that rigidity applied? Was the only body that was caught on the road and then end up in front of the magistrate? Because you can't have no wall off the meat and enough for the person if I'm following Mr. Carter respectfully and how he's saying rigidity. Once you breach curfew, that's it. I will only be asking that question from that standpoint. But if she's there and think she's wrong, triple wrong. But I don't play her. I'd be very candid and straightforward. But am I asking if you unilaterally is for everybody, once you break, that's it, you answer to the magistrate. That's all I'm asking. And it will bring home forcibly, this is no plaything in truth. That is what will happen if you do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I saw in Jamaica that there were a number of cases. Remember, we are standing by for the quarter to 12 news briefing with the cabinet's news conference. So you will hear me at some point intermittently make a pause and we go to that press conference when it does happen. But I was making the point that there were a number of arrests in Jamaica. And then I saw a video, pretty comical, with the India scenario where the Indian police put some lashes in a number of persons who opted to still congregate and go places that they think they ought to be every day. And the Indian police put some lashes in some of them. I also heard of a scenario where one resulted in the death of a young person. So we have had some scenarios where the police have come down on people who are not taking this thing serious, and people don't recognize that the outcome can be even more detrimental than just, oh, I'm just going here to the shop. Oh, I'm just going to a rum shop. Well, I'm just going to get, you know, people don't see that they are further spreading the contagion. And then when you do that, you put everything at a risk. So thanks for sharing. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lisa. I want to agree with you and I want to put some things on the table. But I also want to agree with that last WhatsApp thread. And it is true. If we do not learn from this pandemic, we will never learn. Now, let me say that for almost more than 5 years, I have been paying my floor bill online. And recently, the last 2 years, I've been paying it on my phone. Mm-hmm. But we are slow to move. More than 10 years now, I see in South Korea, a lady got on a train, saw advertisement for some for a meal and for some stuff she needed. She ordered them on her phone, and when she got home from work, they were at her door. Now, we need to understand that this is not the only crisis that will happen. This is not the only situation that will turn up, that we will need to use these methods. And it shows our weaknesses, and so we need to plug these holes for the future. I understand, trust me, I understand that everyone does not have a bank card and a credit card and whatnot. Those areas, the bank needs to fix. And we need to get with it. We need to understand that, oh yes, I might like going in town and standing in a line, but you still have to have a backup system in place in case something happens. What happens if we have a major earthquake? What happens if there's a tsunami? All these things can cause us to have to be in, to be at home. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing is that, yeah, and the other thing is I don't necessarily agree with everything the government has done, but I understand this. One of the medication that has been used around the world and the government is trying to use here in Barbados is for us to practice social distancing because we do not have the resources of other nations, especially at a time when whatever resources are available, the prices of them are quadrupling. Yes. Apparently, a ventilator cost, before this crisis, $25,000. You know the price of the ventilator today on the market? $50,000. So we need to use the medication that has been given, which is social distancing.
Mitigation measures.
Yes, exactly. There are supermarkets that deliver. You may have to wait a day or two, but they deliver. You can pay on delivery. That limits your contact with people. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to get rid of it. It is not, the government is not trying to stop you from socializing. It is saying this is the medication we need to take, otherwise we will suffer. So what do you choose? What do you want to do? You want to suffer or you want to take the medication? We need to take the medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry for the WhatsAppers who I have not been able to attend, but I am really trying to focus in 100% to my callers and to respond to them. This is a difficult time, and there are some permutations. When you put them all together, some will work, some will not work, and then we also know that hindsight is 2020. So there are some things people will look back and say, oh, we should have done this 2 weeks ago, or this should have been done differently, or that should have been done. You know, but we need to all play our part. I think, as you said, just stay home if you could. I just saw a caller who mentioned, someone who said, sent me a note and said they did their shopping 2 weeks ago, but they had to go back. And if I said what I said earlier, and you don't fall in that category, well, it wasn't at you. There are some people who will probably have to go back because the money that they have only allows them to buy for a week. There are some people who embark with a shop for a week, and I fully understand that. And then there are some people who shopped for a month, but the persons in the house ate like if it was only 1 week, and then they have to go back again. I heard about those scenarios. And then there are some people who shopped for the month, but it could only last a week because they don't have any more money. There are different permutations that will work. So some people are trying to make a justification for why they're on the road. Right.
But Lisa, where in that justification does it say, can they justify standing right up behind someone?
Oh, no, don't
when
go there.
When around the world, they say 3 to 6 feet.
My father
Let
told
us
me...
be real.
My father, he turned 76 yesterday, so happy belated birthday, which you got already, but I'm doing it on air for you, Mr. Frank Boston. But he said to me he went to a gas station to purchase something in the... You know, the gas station usually has shops inside. Yes. And he was standing, not 6 feet, but he was standing just a ways off from the lady, probably about three to four feet. And the lady shouted at him and said, you can't hear social distancing. But he was trying to get into, he said he wanted to stay in so that they don't close the door because the place was closing at 6 feet.
Right.
And then he stepped out, the guard closed the door.
But
so
Lisa,
he had to go to another destination. He had to go to another venue to get what he wanted. And I laughed. He said this thing called social distancing can cost you dearly.
Yes. And the thing about it is this, I want people to bear this in mind. The scientists, the doctors say 3 to 6 feet, right? But imagine that someone is speaking to you 3 feet away or 6 feet away and you are downwind from them and the wind blows strong. What happens then? That 3 to 6 feet is not even enough.
Yes. I thought of that yesterday when I remember I said I went out yesterday and we were standing. This particular establishment that sells vegetables in St. George has their signage. They have their the signs, so you have to stay a ways off. And the signage is very clear. I give them commendation for the change that they have put in place over the last 2 weeks. But this was the first time I went for 2 weeks. Yes, this was the first time I went to do stocking up yesterday. And I thought, I liked how they did it. Only 3 people inside at any one given time. And you had to stay your distance away. But while standing in the line, the wind from all of the other persons that were standing in the line was blowing in. And I asked myself, What if there's some value to this? This because I read a piece on one of the credible international news media, and they talked about the possibility of this thing being an airborne. Of course, we don't have any science to justify it, but headlines can really make you believe certain things. And I said, what if there's any possibility? I probably should have had on a hoodie and started asking a couple of questions while standing there. But we do have to consider this closeness that we are.
Yes.
And then when I drove around, as I said, to one or two establishments, I saw people were very close to each other. So we
This morning. And I only left home this morning because the place where I ordered our stuff from, because of the panic from yesterday when there was incorrect information going out, caused them not to be able to put the stuff together and to deliver on time. And so the delivery date got extended. So I said, well, let me just go pick it up by the curb.
Okay.
And that's one of the services that I had provided. But this is the only reason I left home. And I needed something else that they did not have. But I will not go to any of the other supermarkets because the lines are too long. And I can do without it. I can live without it.
Yes.
For sure. You know? And people are not practicing social distance. So because I don't want to get in the noise of anyone, let me stay away.
Stay home. You have 14 more days. Well, technically, you have 12 more. Thanks so much for calling.
If we don't hear.
If we don't hear, you're right. According to Mr. Carter, hard ears you won't hear, own way you will feel. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon, Miss Gale.
Good afternoon.
I have lived in Barbados nearly 50 years on and off. And I never realized that the whole world is full of disobedient people.
Oh, lovely.
We in Barbados are disobedient too. Now, when Sergeant Siebert Johnson talks about people driving with their cell phones, I am sorry he doesn't arrest the person right away while he's on TV and make an example of them. The supermarkets should open one day from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock just for the elderly. And the next day open from 9 to 2 o'clock for everybody else. There, when you go at the 7 o'clock time, the supermarket is like, what does the man say, Federation. Tons of people. And people there, a lady said, but this is how I socialize. So people were using the supermarket as entertainment. So the government is trying. So when I heard Mr. Carter and when I heard Gail last night, my heart went out to them because you could see how upset they were. And he does not, Santi Bradshaw cannot afford to have any stress. She has just been very ill.
Why can't we
be obedient?
Yes, it is a clarion call, and I don't know if you heard the Barbadian who's living in Italy who talked about people in the north. People thought, oh, that's just in the north of Italy. We're gonna bounce back, man. That's not gonna come down the side. And then people were dropping down. There was one day when they had 953 deaths, and people were still out walking their dog in the park and doing things that they were not supposed to do. Social distancing wasn't being applied. But I'm gonna thank you because we have to go to the OCM. Down to brass tacks.